Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa, formerly of Cultivating the Lovely, and on this podcast, we focus on wellness, beauty, style, planning, and life. Basically, life is messy, and here we learn to live well anyway. So join me on this journey as we figure it out together. And just to get us started, I'll go first. And today, Shell Bruzes and I are both going first as we talk about our favorite things about spring, how we are transitioning into spring in our homes and our lives, and also some of our favorites, things that we have been reading and watching and experiencing right now that we wanted to share with all of you. And now, you guys, I'm going to give you a little something that we in the business call a call to action, where I want to ask you to do something to get more involved. I would really love if you got to know me on Instagram. I love interacting with people who listen to the show on Instagram because we really kind of get to know each other. We can send videos back and forth. We can talk about the show. I love hearing what you like about the podcast, what you want to see more of. And the best way to do that and have a conversation about it is if you find me on Instagram at Mackenzie Coppa. Slide into my DMs, as they say. Let's have a little chat. I would love to know what you think of the show and what you would like more of, or if you have new ideas for things that you would like to see featured. I just love hearing from all of you guys. So please do not hesitate to reach out to me on Instagram at Mackenzie Coppa. And specifically in regards to this episode, you could tell me what some of your favorite spring things are. How are you transitioning into spring? What shows have you been watching or books have you been reading? I would love to hear. But for now, let's jump into this episode all about spring with my dear friend, Shell Bruzes. Welcome back, Shell.
Hi, it's good to be back.
I know. I'm so excited to have you on the show today, especially because we're talking about spring. And there are two people in my life that I really think of when I think spring, and it's you and Katie, because of your love of flowers and all things new that come in the spring. Mm-hmm. And you guys just like fully take advantage of it. And I think that a little of that has worn off on me in the past couple of years in the best ways possible to really dive in there and be like, oh, I do want these flowers in my house. And, you know, I find myself this year more than ever looking forward to like when all the different things are blooming, which I don't think I really ever paid attention to.
I love it. We're rubbing off on you.
So I can't wait for the lilacs and the peonies and like all the stuff. It's going to be so nice to have again. But so we're going to talk about spring today and the changeover that kind of happens and what we've been doing with that. And I think you have some ideas for Easter for us, correct?
Yeah.
And then we're going to just talk about some of our current favorite things right now. So it's just one of those sort of fun episodes.
So, I love it. I love it. All my favorites.
Yes, I know. And I know your Instagram feed, at least stories, has just been filled with beautiful pictures of flowers lately.
Can you tell that I'm like so excited for spring? Yeah.
Like, oh, there's another pictures of flowers. Yeah, I love
it. I'm obsessed. I don't know if I think I told you this, but just especially I follow a lot of accounts right now. They're from England because spring is a little ahead of there. They're about a month ahead. Most of what I'm posting are English florists.
Interesting. So I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're just a little bit ahead of us as far as spring goes. So I'm like vicariously living through their earlier spring than what we have here.
I know. I think it's so funny because I see, you know, people that I follow that even just live in the South and they're like, oh, the trees are budding and all this stuff. I'm like, oh, we're not quite there. But then my kids get up this morning. They're like, okay, what's the temperature going to be today? And I'm like 54 and they're like, okay, so shorts weather. Like, no, no, not quite. Pacific Northwestern kids, like, I can make
it. Oh, yeah, we hit 60 degrees and they're all begging to go swimming. It's, it's so bizarre.
Totally. I couldn't even get Roman to take a sweatshirt to school today. He's just like, nope, I'm good. I'm good. I got a t-shirt. I'm good to go. I'm like, okay. You're almost 15. I'm not going to harp on you about a coat. If you're freezing cold, it's your own fault.
That's right.
But I think, especially this year, I don't know, the winter just felt long and dreary, both in, you know, the atmosphere, but also just personally, it felt like a long, dark, dreary winter. I think I was pretty down this winter. Mm-hmm. It was just really hard to get motivated. I definitely let a lot of things in my house go. It was just like, meh, who cares?
Yeah.
Needed dish, wash one.
Like, yeah.
I'm not going to do it. I had no motivation to do anything. Mm-hmm. And I'm working on a big project right now, kind of behind mm-hmm. the scenes. And so apparently that was just really the kick in the pants I needed, was having this big project to work on, knowing I need to work on it, having some deadlines. So what better to do when you have deadlines on a project, but to clean your house instead? So that's really been what's happened the past 2 weekends, is I went all in, like to the point where I was reorganizing cupboards and like knowing I should be working on my project.
You're avoiding the big project, but getting a lot done in the meantime. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
We all need those kind of things in our life. Right. Light a fire somewhere.
Yeah. Give me something real to procrastinate about, so I'll get all this other stuff done that I've been needing to do forever. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, but I do have to say that doing all of that, you know, like really going through, and I, you know, put all of our spring summer sheets on the beds and mm-hmm. really kind of deep cleaned some things that haven't gotten deep cleaned in a while, and just cleared out a lot of the clutter. And I think mm-hmm. my brain really needed that too.
Yeah.
It needed to be able to feel like I could take a breath of fresh air in our house. Yeah. And it was like, okay, I'm not just surrounded by stuff. Everybody's like random knickknacks that they've dropped all over everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah. They're at least consolidated into places now. Yep. I just really needed that. And then last weekend, the boys and I tackled the garage, you guys, which was a situation. It was a situation. I was so embarrassed every time I had to open my garage door. We literally had boxes from when we moved in 2 years ago. Still, mm-hmm. like, I'm not saying boxes of things. We had those too. We had the empty boxes.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Like just piles of these boxes. We still had, if you guys have followed for a while, you can go back to my Instagram from a year and a half ago on Halloween. Roman made a cake out of a couch box, like full on the size of a car tank that he walked around our neighborhood in. It had moving parts and like all of this stuff. And, you know, he had to keep that for posterity's sake for the past year and a half. And he finally got to the point where he was willing to remove it from our garage and like get rid of it. So that happened this weekend, like the breaking down of the tank. I took, just to give you an idea, I took an entire carload to the dump, which, can I just say, I also felt like an adult. Like, as a woman, to go and do the dump thing myself, I really felt like that was a, you know, that was a step. That was a thing.
Like, yeah, felt that so is adult. Impressive.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then we took an entire carload of cardboard to the recycler at the dump, and an entire carload to Goodwill. Like, that's how ridiculous it was. Yeah.
That's how awesome it was.
That's
and it's
ton.
Crazy, too.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, we have done the same thing with our garage. It, we finally have just been able to park our car in the garage after many months of saying we were going to. Just the weight, like, you don't even realize is there.
Yes.
Being lifted off of you when you look back and all that stuff is gone. You didn't even know it was like weighing you down. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, and to see even how the kids were like, this is amazing.
Uh-huh.
Like, Roman especially had just, I mean, and he helped a ton, but he really had gratitude for it. Like, he was the one who felt the most like, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize how much the garage was bothering me until all this stuff was out of here. And I feel like I can breathe. And of course, he's already making plans for what he wants to, you know, now we can do this in the garage, and now we can do that, and now we can put such and such in here. I'm like, well, whoa, Nelly, we just cleared it out. Yeah.
It's true. I've noticed the same thing for me. When I clear out clutter, it does open up like a lot more avenues for creativity, right? Because like before, there wasn't even an opportunity, or you didn't have the thought or vision of anything in that spot. But once it's cleared and clean, then it's like a blank slate.
Yeah.
I love that he had that like experience, and it's just so gratifying. And That's adorable.
Yeah. And it's been really fun to see how it's carried over, like, into his bedroom. He's done some reorganizing and gotten rid of some things. And, you know, so it's been nice to see him kind of stepping up and being more grown up and dealing with stuff. And then it's just so much easier too to keep on top of when you've cleared a ton of things out. Like when you just minimize, and I'm not a minimalist, I wouldn't say, but we definitely have just kind of gotten rid of a lot of the superfluous stuff. And so I feel like then it's way easier to like stay on top of my kitchen and clean as I go instead of just waiting until it's a big situation.
I agree.
And I, it's but just, I do think
getting that guts up to get that project, knowing it's going to be 4 or 5 hours, you know? And for me, like sometimes I just, since I'm not like naturally prone to be an organizer or a declutterer, I have to almost sometimes be in the mood. And then I could get ruthless and throw whole boxes of things away without even caring. But
That's so funny.
It just takes that like disgust. Like I am just done. For me anyway.
Well, and there were things that I took to Goodwill where I was like, okay, you've got to just let it go, Mackenzie. You are not the personality type to ever decide you're actually going to sell all of these old homeschool books on you know, Facebook or Craigslist. You're not going to do it because you've got too many other things going on. Like, that's great. Was that like a pile of money sitting there that I could have made? Well, when it's, you know, people come to get one or two books and you have to make 80 million trips to go meet them for $5, $3, whatever. It's not worth it in the end for me, for the amount of time and effort that it takes.
And for people who have the time and effort, and people love to do that too, that's great for them. But I agree, like when your plate's really full and your capacity is already maxed out, let's not load more on that for your, you know, nickel and diming your books. So that was my.
So anybody who needs homeschool books and lives in the Eastern Washington area, the Goodwill on Northwest Boulevard is overflowing.
That's where they're at.
It was especially encouraging when one of my kids peered into one of the boxes and was like, did you ever teach us any of this stuff? I was like, oh, yes, I did. Thanks for paying attention. Wow. I'm feeling really good about that right now. But it is what it is. Now it's gone and I feel better. The one box that I did hang on to, I couldn't let go of. And Roman was like, Mom, there's like this box of boys' baby clothes. Like you forgot to put it in the car for Goodwill. I was like, no, I can't. I can't yet. I can't.
Nope. That one. Yeah. You can always grab those last minute boxes out before it's too late and you don't part with them till you're ready to. Yeah. It may never happen.
It's been 15 years. Nope. Can't part with it yet. But I there were things also that I didn't realize that I had. And, that, you know, it was such a dash and grab when we fled 3.5 years ago. And we've moved between, you know, my parents' house and my grandma's and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I did find a couple of boxes with some memorabilia that I didn't realize that I had. And that did overcome me. Like I did kind of break down and was like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that I had some of these things. I don't have all of the things that I wish I had, but I do have some of the things that I didn't realize that I had grabbed. Like I didn't think I had any baby pictures of Roman. And so to know that I do, that's like, I have some baby pictures of him. And cause it was before social media, you know, I didn't have, I don't, all the other kids, there is that record to go back to at least online. It didn't feel like a total loss. I mean, with Judah, I kept a blog every single week of his life for the first year. And so but with Roman, there wasn't that. So I'm really relieved to have found.
What a gift to have. Unearth those. I'm so glad you have them. That's huge. Annabelle's the same. We have like albums for her baby pictures and there's like 10 million of them. It's ridiculous. That first child is like way over documented.
See, we didn't have cameras. Like, we didn't have a good camera at the time. We actually had to borrow a camera for just like stints of time. So I really didn't even have that many photos of him until he was about a little over a year old was when I got my first iPhone. And so from that point forward, then there were a lot more photos. But that first year, there weren't as many. So the fact that I have them, that was
I think I had a digital camera, like a little one. Just a simple whatever. I'm pretty sure that's because I didn't have a cell phone until Lucy was a baby.
Ladies, this episode is sponsored by Apostrophe, a prescription skincare company for people that are ready to take their skincare seriously. And honestly, I don't think my son was ready to take his skincare seriously, but I sure was. So I was so excited to be able to partner with Apostrophe because I was like, yeah, honey, that's a little bit of a situation. We should get it taken care of. But actually going to the dermatologist is such a hassle. I knew I was going to have to take him out of school. I know that can cause some embarrassment for teens when they're having to discuss all of that. So we were excited to be able to use a different option, Apostrophe. Apostrophe makes it easy to see a board-certified dermatologist online. You'll get treated immediately and your medications are delivered right to your home. We just simply filled out Apostrophe's online questionnaire about his skin concerns and medical history. Then we snapped a few selfies of him and the dermatologist got back to us with a customized treatment plan tailored just for my son so quickly. It was under 24 hours. I couldn't believe it. And we are seeing a difference. You know, he was even leery, like, do I really have to do this at first? But now that he's actually seeing his skin clear up, he's on board. I went to go tell him goodnight last night and he was like, oh wait, mom, I gotta go do my face cream. Like, he's so on board with it. And I am so delighted that he's actually taking care of his skin in this way. And it's all thanks to Apostrophe. And the best part is that Apostrophe offers both topical and oral medications. So you can treat your acne from the inside out and the outside in. However you really want to be able to tackle that, you can discuss it with your dermatologist and find the best plan for you. Apostrophe also not only treats acne, but they can also help you with your other skincare goals, like reducing redness, wrinkles, and even dark spots. You can get $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/livewell and use my code LIVEWELL. This code is only available to my listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/livewell and click begin visit, and then use the code LIVEWELL at sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/livewell and use that code LIVEWELL to get your dermatology visit for $15 off. And I just want to thank Apostrophe for not only clearing up my son's skin, but sponsoring this podcast. So I was really glad to find some of that stuff, and and now we brought our bikes over to our house, and especially with how much, like, we have so many kids in the neighborhood this year, I think that's been another big shift that I've noticed this spring is like, oh, it's going to be a different kind of spring and summer. Like, our first year that we lived here, we had crazy neighbors who we couldn't even open our back windows because every time we did, we found like neighbor kids literally peering in the windows. And so it was like, oh, I guess we'll just keep the curtains shut all summer. But last year there weren't really any kids in the neighborhood. And this year it's overflowing with kids.
I love it.
And so there's a ton of like, just everybody's got their garage doors open and kids are going back and forth across the street into like the public play areas. And so it's been fun to have our garage cleared out. So like, we even put up a little table in there where we can then have like snacks and waters and stuff this summer. So kids can come and go. And that's just been really fun because we've never had that kind of neighborhood experience before. So it's really exciting, even if I did get conned into playing soccer, which not at all happy about. I discussed this thoroughly on stories yesterday. If you need to go back and refresh, I will be adding them to my highlights. They will be listed under hot neighbor because that's pretty much the only thing that could have gotten me over there playing soccer.
by being honest. And, you know, I will now be writing a one-woman show called Death Becomes Her on the Field. I just was like, well, if I ever end up in a relationship with him, we know it will be one that will be founded on honesty and trust, because he can't unsee that.
I'm so proud of you. That was so out of your comfort zone. But I'm proud of you. You went for it.
Oh,
I mean, reluctantly, but still. Yeah.
And, you know, the thing that I'm most annoyed about was, like, at one point my ankle came into contact with a kid's shin. He seemed to be fine. I really played it off like I was okay, but dang, that hurt. And I really thought I'd have a bigger bruise to, like, match the amount of pain that I'm in. I want to be able to point to it, like, something visual to be like, look, this is how bad this hurts. And
it's
like nothing. Yeah. Like, I just bruised the bone, but the skin looks fine.
Oh dear.
So yes, but I would say the other last thing that I'm, like, really happy and delighted about as far as what I've done with our house, because, you know, I cleared it out, reorganized, took out all of our hoogah kinds of stuff, like took down our, you know, LED candles and all of that kind of final stuff that I had left up over the winter.
Yeah.
So cleared all of that out, and it just feels more fresh. I'm actually keeping my plants alive. So actually, okay, I have two things. Yeah. So my plants, it turns out, this is, you guys, this is my big green thumb tip. If you water plants as often as they are supposed to be watered, they actually do really well. But if you don't, that's a bit of a situation. And I just... They also all require different levels of watering, which I knew,
they do.
But I didn't know, like, I knew they did, but I didn't know what levels of watering they were going to take. So I got this app, though, because Instagram knows me and loves me. And it's this app called Blossom. And
nice.
I went around and I took me, like, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes. I took pictures of all my plants. It would recognize what the plant was. Tell me its best, like, situation for how much light it needed and how much water. And then it set up a schedule with notifications to tell me every time each of the plants needs to be watered.
That is brilliant.
I've had it for like a week and a half and my plants already look better.
They're already perking up.
Yeah.
This is amazing. I've never heard of this app.
Yeah.
I love it.
I had to pay like a $20 subscription for the year to get the actual notifications and stuff. But I was like, you know what? I spent a lot of money on these plants.
You're going to save money in the end if you don't have to repurchasing the plants that are dying on you. So that is worth it.
Yeah. It was a good motivator too, when I realized that a lot of the pots, because I hadn't transferred all of them yet into other pots, and a lot of the original pots that I bought them in had the price tags on them still. I was like, that's a good trick for me to, like, be a good reminder. Hey, you spent $20 on this plant. Mm-hmm. Keep it alive.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been a game changer. So I'm really grateful for that app.
We need to get them to sponsor us.
Right?
I agree. Yeah. So our plants can live well anyway.
Yeah. Yes.
We need them. Come on.
Our plants can live well even with an owner that doesn't have the greenest thumb. They can still thrive.
But, I love it.
Yeah.
So smart.
Then the other thing that I just felt like a, you know, genius about was I have these patio lights on my back patio, but it's still kind of cold and we're not using the back patio very often. And I just don't always go out there and turn them on. And I was like, oh, I have plugs that work with my Echo Dot. And so I went and used one of those the other night and I programmed my Alexa. I'm trying to not set off all of your guys' things. I programmed it. So every night the lights come on 30 minutes before sunset because it knows when sunset is. So it automatically changes and then they go off at midnight.
Oh, I love it.
It was so fun last night to be like, oh, look, they're on. They just came on.
Yes.
I didn't have to think about it.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome. What a great way to use Alexa.
Yeah. So what else have you been doing this spring besides just, like, admiring British florists?
Well, so we're over halfway through Lent. And so for Lent this winter, spring, heading into spring, I just really felt compelled to do a fast from things that didn't bring me joy or life. So I wrote a list of, four things that I really wanted to focus on and just delighting in and enjoying the end of winter. And it's been amazing. I don't know. I think this is probably my favorite winter's end of my whole life.
Wow.
So I'm going to just list those off to you. And the first one is coffee dates with Jesus. And you guys know that I loved Instagram about my time with Jesus. And I just love to make it beautiful. Like I love to make it special. And it's not about just like getting out your Bible and reading a chapter or, you know, feeling like it's a to-do list that you have to check off, but like really being able to spend quality time with God. And because I'm a big words of affirmation girl, this has come to me in the last month or so, just that like I can go to Jesus for my words of affirmation. Like I can go to him and he can fill me up in that way. And he does use, I mean, the Bible is a huge way that I feel like God speaks life over me. And so that's been just so special. And I like to like make it beautiful. So I'll put my flowers on the table, whatever I have, I'll collect them from the house and my coffee and a candle and things like that. So that has been wonderful.
You guys, dealing with stress is a daily struggle for all of us, I think. I've tried lots of different strategies to help me manage my daily stress, which I've had extra of lately, from court appointments and all kinds of things. It can just be a lot, especially in a year where all of our lives have kind of been turned upside down. But there is one thing that has really been helping me, and it is NuCalm. NuCalm is a system that uses cutting-edge neuroscience and consists of 3 non-invasive and non-pharmaceutical items, all of which are included in your monthly subscription that costs less than a daily cup of coffee. For me, I always hit that slump kind of in the middle of my day where everything just feels a little overwhelming. I get super tired and worn out and unmotivated, and that's when I know that I need to use NuCalm. I just put on the little sticker on my wrist, I put in the earbuds, put on the eye mask, and I lay there and I'm able to fully get into a relaxed state that then I naturally come back up out of, and I feel so much more refreshed. I do one of their 20-minute sessions almost every day, and it helps me to just feel like I've calmed my nervous system, like my body isn't buzzing anymore from all the stress that I'm daily dealing with, and it helps me to then be able to move on and go through the rest of my day more motivated and energized to be able to get stuff done. I've been really amazed at just what a game changer it's been and how much more rested I feel. NuCalm gives you the power to slow down and get some distance, which will allow you to respond better to the demands of everyday life. NuCalm accomplishes this by interrupting acute stress at its source and by bringing you into the calming brainwave patterns that are associated with relaxation, greater awareness, intuition, and providing a calming sensation. NuCalm is clinically proven in over 1 million sessions to improve your sleep, reduce your stress, and boost your recovery without drugs or side effects. The whole process is easy to use and work into your daily routine like I have, and it helps you achieve better sleep, reduction in stress, and better recovery. So now, instead of the day owning you, you can own the day. So do what I did, own the day with NuCalm, and make 2021 the year you manage your stress better. I have a special link set up specifically for my listeners. So go to livewellnucalm.com and get 50% off your 30-day subscription of NuCalm and their money-back guarantee. That's livewellnucalm.com. livewellnucalm.com. And thanks so much to NuCalm for sponsoring Live Well Anyway.
And the other thing is just like, the second thing is staying connected with my kids and David and just laughing and being silly with them. It just is like, you know, it lightens all the heaviness of a day that's busy or there's hard things in it, and just focusing on making sure that we're doing that and we're remembering to laugh. And so that's been amazing. And then the third thing is just walking and getting outside and walking with a friend if I can. Just enjoying, which we have some sunshine this last week. It's been amazing. And getting out there and soaking that up. And I've been taking Willow with me on walks, and we love to look for special things, which here we have so far. I think the only thing we really found are snowdrops. We found a new spot where the snowdrops were on our walk a few days ago, and it was just like, I don't know, just all the beauty, right? It was just life-giving. So, and then my fourth thing is a huge challenge for me because it's something I wanted to do for a while. But it's just writing, like even a sentence every day, writing something. I used to be a writer, and I have really gotten away from that. And kind of, you know, in a way of thinking about soul care practices or whatever, for me, writing is really important, but it's something I've really put on the back burner. So yeah, those four things have been really special to me as we're wrapping up winter and heading into spring. And they just have brought spring to my heart, I guess.
Yeah.
So, and now the weather, like it was lighter last night or a lot longer. Yes. That was amazing. It gives us opportunities, you know, go play soccer games with the neighbors and all that, those things, which we are taking advantage of. So, so good. But a couple other things that I think, well, I have been experimenting with gluten-free baking. And so this last month I took on, I just wanted to like take on scones, see if I could make them taste anything like regular, normal, full of flour scones would taste like. And so that has been fun. I've learned a lot. And I have some recipes that I've come up with for that. So I think the biggest thing I learned is like not all gluten-free flour is equal. You have to find the right one.
You sure and did. Then, they smelled amazing, but they looked like pancakes.
Oh, yeah. So, yes, they flattened. Like, yeah, it was hilarious to see. Like, I had such a good first batch, and my second batch was a total flop. But it was because I used different flour. So I'm kind of honing in on what even makes it all work. But one thing that's interesting about gluten-free baking that I think this is probably standard across the board is that it needs a lot of extra dairy. So literally like these scones have butter, heavy whipping cream and sour cream in them. And I think it helps with the texture. And so anyhow, that's been really fun to be doing. And it's just been kind of new for me because since I'm the only one in my family that's gluten-free, I haven't made it a priority, but my kids and my husband all love this recipe. So they, to make it so we can all eat it is really fun and special.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyhow. And then as far as like spring planting goes, if you guys haven't seen or heard of Lenten roses, they're also called hellebore. They aren't probably super common, like a primrose would be, or I'm trying to think of some others like daffodils but right now like Home Depot, Lowe's, actually Trader Joe's had them a few weeks ago. They're like one of the earliest flowers to bloom in the spring, and they'll actually bloom in the winter. And I have some on my table right now. They're beautiful. They come in like greens and purples and whites, but they are super special. So I have been planting those in my front yard in the planters. But anyhow, also 10 stem bunches of daffodils for Trader Joe's are $1.69. So
that's right.
I mean, even if you have to. Yeah, and even if you have a budget for flowers, I mean, until the flowers start blooming, I've given myself full permission to like make sure I have something blooming in my house.
Yes.
So anyhow, just I agree. Makes me
happy. I totally agree. And I am going to, I'm heading up to Trader Joe's this week and fully plan to just like, whatever greenery and flowers that I can bring into my house. I've seen and experienced the difference that it makes when it's like, I really feel that it just does something different to the environment. Everybody notices, even my boys. And so it is worth it for me. And especially at Trader Joe's because they're so cheap. And so I love it and totally think it's worth it.
Yeah. 100%.
And speaking of fun spring things that just like liven up your life, you have created these beautiful lists that we have over. If you go to mackenziekappa.com/Amazon, you can find these lists. We will also have them linked in the show notes. We have a spring favorites list and an Easter basket list.
Yeah.
So those are super fun. Shell did these. I don't know. I might add some things. I don't even know if I probably have like nail polish to add. That's probably all.
Yeah, because I've been waiting. I've been waiting for you to add your like all that kind of stuff. I haven't done any of that. So please do.
because that is one of my big things, is I love changing my nail polish color throughout the season. It just needs to sort of match. So I've been breaking out all of my fun, like, pinks and purples, and right now my nails are green and gold, but that's just for St. Patrick's Day. They won't stay.
I love them.
Yeah, it's been super fun, but you filled this list so beautifully. I love it. Everything from clothes to shoes to decor to books to journals to cookbooks to, like, kitchen stuff. What is, if you had to name something that's your favorite thing, what would you name on this list?
Oh man, I don't know. That's hard. Like, what would I want if I was purchasing something for myself?
Yeah,
the most?
I guess.
Oh, I don't know. I love the shoes that are on there.
Yeah, those are
shoes
cute.
On the ladies list. Mm-hmm. How about you? What do you think? Oh, your favorite?
It is definitely hard to choose. I love the Thrive journal that you put on there.
Cute. I love it too.
I love the typewriter sticker. Is that what that is?
Yes.
I think when I get a new computer, I want to get that sticker and put it on the back of the computer.
You need it.
Yeah.
I love
and
that.
That little garland that you have, the Easter garland, is so cute, and it's lighted, right?
Yeah.
I love that.
It's on trend. I mean, so much, if you look at Easter decor, it's a little garish. It can be like, but that has like the eucalyptus. It's just kind of
It's just, it's pretty and simple. Yes.
Yeah, it's simple. So I thought, hey, this will work. It's good.
Yeah. It might need to go under my TV.
I think so. I totally thought of you when I saw it. So
I love it for sure.
But Easter is my very, very favorite of all the holidays, and especially to host. I love hosting my nieces and nephews, and we didn't grow up with Easter baskets, but I have absolutely loved getting to do Easter baskets for my kids. So that's why there's like a million things, and because it's literally my favorite thing in the whole world to do. But last Easter, I don't know where everyone was, we spent mostly just our family.
Well, our two.
Your family was there. Yeah, that was definitely it. But we were quarantined together, we didn't see, and then we didn't really see our whole extended family. We had to cancel our. So this year feels like redemption. I'm going all in. I'm going to make up for last Easter. So that's kind of where I'm at. And it just feels like a season of, I think I just have, I'm appreciating coming into this spring more than ever after the long year that we've had. And the winter was darker than most because of the long year of things just not being the same, and not having our people, being able to be with people like we would normally. So it feels amazing.
Well, and I love so many of the ideas on here. I wasn't really able to do much in the way of Easter baskets before in my former life. And then most of the years so far since I left, I haven't had my kids with me for Easter, which is, I think last year was the only year that I have. And I don't have them again this year, but they have really been saying, because they don't get to celebrate in the same way with the other side of the family. And they have really been asking me, like, well, do we get Easter baskets? And what about eggs and everything? So I think I'm actually going to do a little bit of stuff the weekend before, and then I get them back like Wednesday of that week. So I love the ideas that you have on this list, things that I wouldn't have necessarily thought about, but things we kind of need anyway. Like, I want to get them sidewalk chalk that I've just been thinking, I need to get them sidewalk chalk, and, you know, like get stuff that you're going to be using anyway for the spring and summer, but then also you can get it in these fun, sweet colors and all that kind of thing. I think that is super fun. And you've got like cute PJs and books and stickers and all kinds of stuff on this list that it's just so cute.
It was so much fun to make. And shout out to my friend, Leslie. We're like Easter basket buddies. We always send each other stuff.
That's so fun over the years
of like, I'm putting this in my kids' Easter basket, and then we swap ideas. So some of these ideas were hers.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm so excited now because I haven't been thinking about it as much, but now I'm looking at it like, ooh, that'll be really fun. I need to do some of those things, and it's got my brain working for ideas. And
And I love the idea of celebrating when you can, for your kids to have that, you know, to look forward to with you. So that's amazing.
Yeah. So I just, I think these are super cute ideas. I love the little dresses and coloring books and everything you've got in there. People can find these lists if you go over to mackenziekappa.com/Amazon and they will be there.
You guys, I love when we come into a brand new season and you get to start cooking a little bit differently. You know, you've been in a rut for a while, cooking all the same stuff through the winter. And in the spring, you get to start adding in some new fresh ingredients and that sort of thing. But sometimes I get to the spring and I'm like, I don't even remember what I cook this time of year. And that is just one of the reasons that I love Plan to Eat, because I can go back and see all my old recipes that I haven't used in a while and be able to bring them back out. I can even see old menus that I created from last spring that already had the weeks planned out for me and use them again, so I don't have to do all of the work again of planning everything. It's a brilliant system. I love Plan to Eat's app that allows me to always have my plan and my grocery list at the handy. I love that my grocery list is divided up into all the little sections of the store. It makes it so simple for me to follow. And I love that when I'm gathering new recipes, because I always want to add in a few new things come spring, I can really easily just clip them from the web and add them directly to my Plan to Eat. I can even share it with my friends if I want to. And then when I do catch a fancy to be planning a whole new menu for the week, all I have to do is drag and drop the recipes onto my calendar. It's as simple as that. I have faithfully been using Plan to Eat to plan out our meals for the past 6.5 years. I have never found a better system. It is just so foolproof. It's so easy, and it really helps me to stay on top of things. And food is like the one thing I have control over in my life. I'll take it. And I love being able to go into the afternoon and just know what we're having. Plan to Eat is a subscription service. You can pay $4.95 a month or $39 a year, but my listeners get 60 days free if they go to plantoeat.com/lovely. So you can fully try out Plan to Eat, everything that they have to offer, not even put in a credit card, get your feet wet with it, fall in love with it, and then be able to subscribe after your 2 whole months of using it. Trust me, you won't want to go back. So go to plantoeat.com/lovely and try out their amazing program today. Thank you so much to Plan to Eat for sponsoring Live Well Anyway.
Okay, what are some other favorites? Because I have some things just like reading, watching, that sort of thing. Just a few. I know you've been reading some books lately. So what are some of your favorites? Yeah.
Currently, I've been reading more fiction right now, which is so fun because that's been kind of lacking in my reading life in the last few years. So I'm almost finished with a novel called The Fountains of Silence. And it's about, it's by Ruta, I don't know how to say her last name, S-P-E-P-E-T-Y-S.
Oh, wow.
But it's like, it's such a great historical period. It's actually set in Madrid in the 1950s. And they, you know, coming out of World War II, they had like horrible dictator in their country, but just learning about the history of this part of the world in this time has been, and it's really beautifully written. It's been really good. So I highly recommend that. I'm almost done with it. I don't know how it ends yet, but.
Well, I know you were so excited when you just started it. So are you still as excited about it as you were?
Yes. Okay. It sucked me in right away within the first like few pages. I was like,
I love that.
Yeah. And then it's been that way through the whole book. Like I've always like looked forward to the next chance to get to pick it up and read it. So,
I love that.
I know. What else are we reading fiction wise? I'm trying to think.
Well, I love a book like that where it's like, I feel like I'm learning something. I can tell that the author really did their research and knows their history. That makes all the difference. I feel like it just comes alive. And I love feeling more knowledgeable at the end of the book.
Yeah.
Like it was effortless to kind of get to learn some things. I feel like that about the book I'm reading right now, which you had in the list. And why can't I remember the name? Is it Stars Over Sunset?
Sunset Boulevard or Stars Over Sunset Boulevard or something like that?
Stars Over Sunset Boulevard by Susan Meisner. Mm-hmm. And you recently read a Susan Meisner book. And I feel like she is really well researched. And this one's about, you know, Hollywood when they were filming Gone with the Wind. And so it's taking, I feel like hers have a little bit of a slow burn at the start where she's establishing the characters and kind of their secrets and that sort of thing. But I'm really looking forward to just kind of pressing ahead with it because I know it will be really good and I will love it. So I am just kind of getting into that one. I've honestly not been reading a ton because I have this big project that I've been working on. And so my brain has been more in like production mode than it has been in like intake mode. Yes, I feel like I definitely kind of oscillate. I kind of have to do one or the other if I'm really in a creative space. And so I haven't been doing as much reading, but I did finally finish Majesty. I had started it last summer when it came out and then put it away, or maybe it came out in the fall, I can't remember. Put it away for a little while and then just got it back out. And I really loved it. It was the sequel in the American Royals series. And I was really intrigued by the whole premise of the series to begin with, the whole thought of America being a monarchy and the way it was all set up. And so I think I actually ended up liking the sequel better than the first one.
That doesn't happen very often.
I know.
That's cool.
But I thought that it was kind of like, because you're dealing with a lot of characters who are like in their late teens, early 20s, falling in love and, you know, doing everything to keep love and making kind of stupid decisions and that kind of thing. But this second book, it was, you saw a maturing of almost all the characters. And so you got to see them kind of, you know, realize like, oh, maybe that whole just falling head over heels at love at first sight thing wasn't what I was looking for. And it's okay to say that wasn't the person I was supposed to be with. And this person is actually a much better match for me. And like making more mature decisions and taking on responsibilities. And I thought it was really well done and very interesting because it speaks from a lot of different perspectives throughout the book. And but only the women's perspectives, which I also like. And I thought she just did a more seamless job this time of telling the stories in that way. It was like she knew her characters better for this second book.
Yeah, interesting. Do you think there'll be a third book? Or do you think?
I don't know. I hope so. Yeah, I am not sure, but I feel like there is room for that. But I don't know. In the acknowledgments, it sounded like she was kind of daunted by the fact that she even was asked to write a second book. So I don't know if it will continue. I would love for it to, because by that point, you're like, you're in it with these characters. You really kind of want to see where they go.
What happens?
So I just don't know, which was really the opposite that I got from The Royal We, because I think a lot of people compare The Royal We to American Royal.
Oh, right. Yeah, I've heard that.
And like the first books, you couldn't compare. The Royal We just, it was good, hands down, far above American Royals, if I'm being honest. But I didn't love the sequel to American Royals. And so it was kind of interesting to have, or to the other one. I didn't like the sequel to,
The Royal We.
Yes, The Royal We.
Yes.
The Air Affair. It was like, meh, okay. I was glad to get to see those characters again, but I didn't love where they went. So it was fun to read this one and have it be like, oh, that actually, you know, I really liked kind of how things ended up, even if some things were far-fetched. Even if the girl who'd been in a coma for literally a year just got up and walked out of the bed without any muscle atrophy whatsoever. Okay, good for you. That you're a miracle of modern science.
Miracle of fiction.
Yes. But other than that, it was really, really entertaining and interesting.
That's good. Yeah. I haven't read those yet, but I think I started The Real We and I lost the book. I started it last summer.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, because you thought we were talking about American Royals and like, I think it's easy to get them all mixed up, but you do, especially in light of everything happening with the royal family, you have got to read The Royal We. It is just like insane. Yeah.
Once I declutter, I'm sure.
Yeah. If things weren't on my Kindle, it would be much harder to keep track of them. The only problem is when I lose my Kindle, then I lose my entire library.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't work for me. I'd lose it all the time.
Yeah. And we've also been watching a couple of shows because there's actually, you know, started to become some new content being released, which is really nice. And I know there's a show that you're in love with and I'll need to track down. Yeah. But so what is it called again?
Well, it's called The Lost Kitchen. And it is about a lady from Maine who starts a restaurant out of an old mill. It's so cool. It's on Discovery Plus. I've actually only seen the first episode. So I thought, I'll binge this if I can, but I just need to watch more than one so far. I cannot wait to watch the rest of the season. The first episode was so neat and her story is super redemptive. You just have to go watch it and see. But it's amazing. Literally people send in postcards. This is how it works, from all over the country and the world to get a spot at her table. So then she has this lottery and they randomly pick and then they'll send you an invitation. It's just the coolest idea. But everything about her aesthetic is just beyond breathtaking. She's just a really neat person too. Like she would be our friend, you know, sort of a person. But yeah, you guys, it's so good. But I've only seen one episode so far, but I loved it so much.
That's so fun.
Yeah. And David and I watched a documentary called Free Burma Rangers last week. It was seriously the most intense, incredible story. It cost $7 to rent it on Amazon Prime, but the money goes towards the organization. It's the story of this man and his family. It's just crazy who have been in Burma. Burma has the longest standing civil war. That's been going on for over 50 years. Literally, he's like a former military, I can't remember what branch he was in, but they go to Burma and literally just start living their lives with the Burmese people and helping them get away from the guerrillas in the country. And his wife's with him. It's the most incredible story. And then in the end, or as their story progresses, the Burmese people end up going with him to Iraq to help there. Iran and help free the people there. You just need a lot of tissue.
Wow.
You have to kind of know it's really moving. Intense. David and I were both crying and intense. So it's that kind of a thing, but it will change your life. Like the story that will change your life.
Interesting.
We've seen that in the last month, but that's probably it for us. As far as like shows.
But. Yeah. Mine is not nearly as noble as that. But
I cannot wait to hear.
We have been watching Men in Kilts. And so Roman has been watching this with me. So if you don't know who it is, it's Sam Heughan and Graham McTavish, who are two of the stars from Outlander. So obviously I've been a huge fan of them for a long time. Yeah. A few years ago, I may have bought tickets to a lottery to try to meet Sam Heughan and go on a date with him. Didn't work out in my favor, but you know, whatever. It was early on in my having left. And so anyway, but this past fall when their book came out, Clanlands, it was a book about like Scottish history, but also about this trip that they went on that they filmed for this show, Men in Kilts. Oh. And so it's the two of them traveled all around Scotland. And so the book is all about their adventures from kind of a behind the scenes standpoint. Okay. And when you listen to the audiobook, it's just a blast because it's the two of them bantering back and forth and their accents and the whole thing. And so I was listening to it in the car a lot, which not all of it is appropriate for kids. I'm just going to say that. But Roman caught like bits and pieces. And even when he would hear it, he'd be like, listen to their accents. Like their voices are amazing. I was right? And so he kind of got sucked into it. And so he wanted to watch the show with me, Men in Kilts. And they're just half an hour long episodes that come out on Sundays on Stars. And so there was like one about Scottish food and Scottish sports, mm-hmm. and one about Scottish music and like all of their different superstitions and all that kind of thing. It's been super fun to watch, listen to their accents, see them interact. Sam Heughan is a 3 on the Enneagram, mm-hmm. which I think is hilarious. And there are things that he does where I'm like, oh my gosh, what you're doing right now is painful. And I know what you're doing. And really, you think you look cool. And you really don't. Like, it's hilarious.
Not to you.
No, but it's funny to me because, you know, he's Jamie Fraser on, you know, Outlander. He's like, mm-hmm. the sexiest man alive and the, you know, guy that everybody would want, even as he's, you know, aging and all this stuff. But then when you actually see him as himself, he's kind of dorky. And so it's just so funny to see like this other side of him where he's yeah. not playing this dashing guy because he really is kind of just a goofball. Mm-hmm. And so it's fun to kind of see the difference there. And it's been fun to watch with Roman. And then we watched WandaVision together. And
yes. Yeah.
It was so much better than I thought it would be. I kind of thought like, what is this going to be? Is it going to be kind of weird? And it was so good. It was heartfelt. It was gut-wrenching in points. Like, this is the first anything they've really come out with that has been like seriously female character driven. And all of like the heartache and the grief and everything that Wanda is going through throughout the show, it's so real. And there were lines in there that just got me. I mean, if anybody's seen the memes or anything, you know what I'm talking about. But like Vision at one point turns to her and says, "What is grief if not love persevering?" And that just got me. And the final episode, I was like bawling my eyes out. Aww. And I mean, we are big MCU fans. We have followed from the beginning. Like, you know, all the Easter eggs, you know, all of the history, all of the stuff. So I think it does make it more impactful when you have followed all along than if you're just kind of coming into it blind. But I was so glad that I got to have that experience with Roman, and it gave us things to talk about. And I was really thrilled with how they did it. And I'm really kind of excited to see how they now carry forward with these other series that they're bringing to Disney Plus. So
It sounds so good. I really want to watch it with my kids. I haven't seen the other, you know, like all the others.
Yeah.
As well, but do you think it works as a standalone, or would you?
Yeah, I think it does, because they do go back and kind of explain some things. I mean, not all of it will mean as much. And there are a couple of things where you're like, oh, that got a little, you know, like gruesome or whatever, but it wasn't that way for the most part. And it's really interesting because for the first, I don't know, 6 episodes, I think, they all are set in a different decade. So it truly looks like the show is in that decade.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like the first is in the 50s. And then the second one is the 60s and was kind of like after the Dick Van Dyke Show and Bewitched. And then they moved to like the Brady Bunch era. And then, you know, they go all the way through and they do such a good job of really making it look like that. You know, like one episode was based after Malcolm in the Middle. And like it was just very interesting and artfully done. Very creative. Yeah. So
love that. Okay, it's on my to watch list.
Good.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, I think that was a fun conversation about spring.
Yes.
Hopefully everybody found it fun and interesting. We would love to hear what your spring favorites are. So be sure to let us know on Instagram. Mm-hmm. We would love to be hearing back from you guys. And I will have Shell back on the show again very soon.
Thank you for having me. So fun.
Thanks for hanging out. All right.
Love to. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All All right, ladies, that's it for this week's episode. As always, you can just swipe up in whatever app you are listening to the show in to be able to find the show notes and links to everything that we have talked about in today's show. You can also just go to mackenziekappa.com and click on podcast, and it will take you to all of our show notes there. We would, of course, love if you would leave us ratings and reviews in iTunes, because it just helps to get the word out about the show. If you want to tell any of your friends about Live Well Anyway and how much you love the show and how it's made an impact on your life, man, we'd be super grateful if you would do that. It just helps the show to continue to grow and get you more involved. And if you really want to take a step toward getting involved, then you're going to want to come over and join us in Patreon. Go to patreon.com/livewelltogether to find out all the different levels that we have over there. I offer daily live videos. We have mini casts that come out twice a month. We have all sorts of other great content that we feature over in Patreon exclusively, and we would love to have you become a part of that community with all of us. I hope you have an absolutely wonderful week this week, and until next time, go be bold and gracious.